ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So we'll continue reading, trying to learn more about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Gaur Purnima is coming up. So it's good to talk and hear about Lord Chaitanya. So while we are doing the service seva, peanut service, we can keep the ears open and hear, please. So we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, introduction. Which Srila Prabhupada introduction. So this was originally delivered as 5 morning lectures on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the authoritative biography of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami before the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, New York City, April 10 through 14, 1967. The word Chaitanya means living force, Charita means character, and Amrita means immortal. As living entities we can move, but a table cannot, because it does not possess living force. Movement and activity may be considered signs or symptoms of the living force. Indeed, it may be said that there can be no activity without a living force. Although the living force is present in the material condition, this condition is not Amrita or immortal. The words Chaitanya Charitamrita then may be translated as the character of the living force in immortality. But how is this living force displayed immortally? It is not displayed by man or any other creature in this material universe. For none of us are immortal in these bodies. We possess the living force, we perform activities, and we are immortal by our nature and constitution. But the material condition into which we have been put does not allow our immortality to be displayed. It is stated in the Katha Upanishad that eternality and the living force belong to both ourselves and God. Although this is true in that both God and ourselves are immortal, there is a difference. As living entities, we perform many activities, but we have a tendency to fall down into material nature or material activities. God has no such tendency. Being all-powerful, He never comes under the control of material nature. Indeed, material nature is but one display of His inconceivable energies. An analogy will help us understand the distinction between ourselves and God. From the ground we may see only clouds in the sky, but if we fly above the clouds, we can see the sun shining. From the sky, skyscrapers and cities seem very tiny. Similarly, from God's position, this entire material creation is insignificant. The tendency of the living entity is to come down from the heights where everything can be seen in perspective. God, however, does not have this tendency. The Supreme Lord is not subject to fall down into illusion, Maya, any more than the sun is subject to fall beneath the clouds. Impersonalist philosophers, Mayavadis, maintain that both the living entity and God Himself are under the control of Maya when they come into this material world. This is the fallacy of their philosophy. or their philosophy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should therefore not be considered one of us. He is Krishna himself, the supreme living entity, and as such he never comes under the cloud of Maya. Krishna, his expansions, and even his higher devotees never fall into the clutches of illusion. Lord Chaitanya came to earth simply to preach Krishna Bhakti, love of Krishna. In other words, he is Lord Krishna himself teaching the living entities the proper way to approach Krishna. He is like a teacher who, seeing a student doing poorly, takes up a pencil and writes, saying, "Do it like this, A, B, C." From this, one should not foolishly think that the teacher is learning his ABCs. Similarly, although Lord Chaitanya appears in the guise of a devotee, we should not foolishly think that he is an ordinary human being. We should always remember that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, God, himself, teaching us how to become Krishna conscious, and we must study him in that light. In the Bhagavad Gita 18:66, Lord Krishna says, "Give up all your nonsense and surrender to me. I will protect you." We say, "Oh, surrender? But I have so many responsibilities." And Maya, illusion, says to us, "Don't do it, or you will be out of my clutches. Just stay in my clutches and I will kick you." It is a fact that we are constantly being kicked by Maya, just as the male ass is kicked in the face by the she ass when he comes for sex. Similarly, cats and dogs are always fighting and whining when they have sex. Even an elephant in the jungle is caught by the use of a trained she elephant who leads him into a pit. We should learn by observing these tricks of nature. Maya has many ways to entrap us, and the strongest shackle is the female. Of course, in actuality, we are neither male nor female, for these designations refer only to the outer dress, the body. We are all actually Krishna's servants, but in conditioned life, we are shackled by iron chains in the form of beautiful women. Thus, every male is bound by sex, and therefore, one who wishes to gain liberation from the material clutches must first learn to control the sex urge. Unrestricted sex puts one fully in the clutches of illusion. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu officially renounced this illusion at the age of 24, although his wife was 16 and his mother 70, and he was the only male in the family. Although he was a Brahmana and was not rich, he took sannyas, the renounced order of life, and thus extricated himself from family entanglement. If we wish to become fully Krishna conscious, we have to give up the shackles of Maya. Or, if we remain with Maya, we should live in such a way that we will not be subject to illusion, as did the many householders among Lord Chaitanya's closest devotees. With his followers in the renounced order, however, Lord Chaitanya was very strict. He even banished Junior Haridas, an important kirtan leader, for glancing lustfully at a woman. The Lord told him, "You are living with me in the renounced order, and yet you are looking at a woman with lust." Other devotees of the Lord had appealed to him to forgive Haridas, but he replied, "All of you can forgive him and live with him. I shall live alone." On the other hand, when the Lord learned that the wife of one of his householder devotees was pregnant, he asked that the baby be given a certain auspicious name. So while the Lord approved of householders having regulated sex, he was like a thunderbolt with those in the renounced order who tried to cheat by the method known as drinking water underwater while bathing on a fast day. In other words, he tolerated no hypocrisy among his followers. From the Chaitanya Charitamrita we learn how Lord Chaitanya taught people to break the shackles of Maya and become immortal. Thus, as mentioned above, the title may be properly translated as the character of the living force in immortality. The Supreme Living Force is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is also the Supreme Entity. There are innumerable living entities and all of them are individuals. This is very easy to understand. We are all individual in our thoughts and desires, and the Supreme Lord is also an individual person. He is different though in that he is the leader, the one whom no one can excel. Among the minute living entities, one being can excel another in one capacity or another. Like each of these living entities, the Lord is an individual, but he is different in that he is the supreme individual. God is also infallible, and thus in the Bhagavad Gita he is addressed as Achyuta, which means he who never falls down. This name is appropriate because in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna falls into illusion, but Krishna does not. Krishna reveals his infallibility when he says to Arjuna, "When I appear in this world, I do so by my own internal potency, sambhavami atma mayaya." Thus, we should not think that Krishna is overpowered by the material potency when he is in the material world. Neither Krishna nor his incarnations ever come under the control of material nature. They are totally free. Indeed, in Srimad Bhagavatam, one who has a godly nature is actually defined as one who is not affected by the modes of material nature, although in material nature. Even if a devotee can attain this freedom, then what to speak of the Supreme Lord? The real question is, how can we remain unpolluted by material contamination while in the material world? Srila Rupa Goswami explains that we can remain uncontaminated while in the world if we simply make it our ambition to serve Krishna. One may then justifiably ask, how can I serve? It is not simply a matter of meditation, which is just an activity of the mind, but of performing practical work for Krishna. In such work, we should leave no resource unused. Whatever is there, whatever we have, should be used for Krishna. We can use everything, typewriters, automobiles, airplanes, missiles, etc. If we simply speak to people about Krishna consciousness, we are also rendering service. If our mind, senses, speech, money and energies are thus engaged in the service of Krishna, then we are no longer in material nature. By virtue of spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, we transcend the platform of material nature. It is a fact that Krishna, his expansions and his devotees, that is those who work for him, are not in material nature, although people with a poor fund of knowledge think that they are. The Chaitanya Charitamrita teaches that the spirit soul is immortal and that our activities in the spiritual world are also immortal. The Mayavadis, who hold the view that the absolute is impersonal and formless, contend that a realized soul has no need to talk. But the Vaishnavas, devotees of Krishna, contend that when one reaches the stage of realization, he really begins to talk. Previously we have only talked of nonsense, the Vaishnava says. Now let us begin our real talks, talks of Krishna. In support of their view that the self-realized remain silent, the Mayavadis are fond of using the example of the water pot, maintaining that when a pot is not filled with water, it makes a sound, but that when it is filled, it makes no sound. But are we water pots? How can we be compared to them? A good analogy utilizes as many similarities between two objects as possible. A water pot is not an active living force, but we are. Ever silent meditation may be adequate for a water pot, but not for us. Indeed, when a devotee realizes how much he has to say about Krishna, 24 hours in a day are not sufficient. It is the fool who is celebrated as long as he does not speak. For when he breaks his silence, his lack of knowledge is exposed. The Chaitanya Charitamrita shows that there are many wonderful things to discover by glorifying the Supreme. In the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes, "I offer my respects to my spiritual masters." He uses the plural here to indicate the disciplic succession. He offers obeisances not to his spiritual master alone, but to the whole parampara, the chain of disciplic succession, beginning with Lord Krishna himself. Thus the author addresses the Guru in the plural to show the highest respect for all his predecessor spiritual masters. So that's the verse that says, Vande Guru na Isha Bhaktan, Isham Isha Vatarakan, Tat Prakasham Sachak Shakti, Krishna Chaitanya Samgakam. After offering obeisances to the disciplic succession, the author pays obeisances to all other devotees, to the Lord Himself, to His incarnations, to the expansions of Godhead, and to the manifestation of Krishna's internal energy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes called Krishna Chaitanya, is the embodiment of all of these. He is God, Guru, devotee, incarnation, internal energy, and expansion of God. As His associate Nityananda, He is the first expansion of God. As Advaita, He is an incarnation. As Gadadhar, He is the internal potency. And as Srivasa, He is the marginal living entity in the role of a devotee. Thus, Krishna should not be thought of as being alone, but should be considered as eternally existing with all His manifestations, as described by Srila Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya. In the Vishishta Advaita philosophy, God's energies, expansions and incarnations are considered to be oneness in diversity. In other words, God is not separate from all of these. Everything together is God. Actually, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is not intended for the novice, for it is a postgraduate study of spiritual knowledge. Ideally, one begins with the Bhagavad Gita. Ideally, one begins with the Bhagavad Gita and advances through Srimad Bhagavatam to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Although all these great scriptures are on the same absolute level, for the sake of comparative study, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered to be on the highest platform. Every verse in it is perfectly composed. In the second verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author offers his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. What is that verse? Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaudadesha Pushpavantau Chitrau Shandau Tamaunudau. He compares them to the sun and moon because they dissipate the darkness of the material world. In this instance, the sun and the moon have arisen together. In the Western world, where the glories of Lord Chaitanya are relatively unknown, one may inquire, who is Krishna Chaitanya, the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj answers that question in the third verse of this book. Generally, in the Upanishads, the Supreme Absolute Truth is described in an impersonal way. But the personal aspect of the Absolute Truth is mentioned in the Ishopanishad, where we find the following verse. Hiranmayena patrena satyasyapahitam mukham tattvam pushanna pavrinu satya dharmaya drishtaye. O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to the pure devotee, Sri Ishopanishad. So this effulgence that covers the face of God is nothing but the Brahma Jyoti actually. So the impersonalists, they cannot see through the Brahma Jyoti, that beyond the Brahmajyoti, through the Brahmajyoti, we have to see the Vaikuntha Loka. So that is not allowed to them to see. Mayavadis, Dambos. The impersonalists do not have the power to go beyond the effulgence of God and arrive at the personality of Godhead, from whom this effulgence is emanating. The Ishopanishad is a hymn to that personality of Godhead. It is not that the impersonal Brahman is denied. It is also described, but that Brahman is revealed to be the glaring effulgence of the body of Lord Krishna. That is, this is coming from Brahma Samhita. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. That verse. Koti shoshesha vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we learn that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. In other words, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the basis of the impersonal Brahman. The Paramatma or the Super Soul, who is present within the heart of every living entity and within every atom of the universe, is but the partial representation of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, being the basis of both Brahman and the all-pervading Paramatma, as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as such, he is full in six opulences: wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. In short, we should know that he is Krishna, God, and that nothing is equal to or greater than him. There is nothing superior to be conceived. He is the Supreme Person. Srila Rupa Goswami, a confidential devotee, taught for more than 10 days continually by Lord Krishna, wrote, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tushe Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar. Even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given before. It sounds like the Star Trek thing, to go where no man has gone before. No incarnation has ever given before pure love for Krishna. So this is verse number 4 from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very beautiful verse. Everybody should learn that. Anarpit charim chirat karunaya avatirnah kalau samarpayetum unnato jvala rasam swabhakti shriyam hari purat sundar dyuti kadamba sandipitaha sada hirdaya kandare spuratu vah shachinandanaha. Okay, so the kirtaniyas are here. So please do your hari kirtan, please. We'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu vyayevacha patita nama pavane.